Let's start with, I think I said the father of Neil. That's how well I'm travelling this morning. The daughter of the great Neil Danaher, Beck Danaher, has been good enough to join us. Beck, how's that?
Hello, how are you going?
Well, I'm going as well as you are, I reckon. Tell us, what was it like in the Danaher house?
It was interesting highs and lows. That second quarter scared everyone, but what an incredible win by the D's. Dad was smiling ear to ear. And you might have seen that post on social media. I think he would have climbed into the TV to celebrate with the boys.
Did he start to get a little bit nervous, a little bit worried in that second quarter, Beck?
I reckon he was nervous from the get-go. I was sitting next to him, and I reckon within the first 2 minutes of the game, he was up and down. But it got very, very quiet in the living room in that second quarter.
Is he still got the coach in him? Does he start swinging changes and making moves?
Well, I know he's got a colourful vocabulary, that's for sure. but we were looking towards him in that last quarter. We were like, oh, are we safe here? Are we home? Are we ready to celebrate? And he gave us a nod, well and truly safe in that last 7 minutes. So we were pretty excited.
So what stage during that last quarter did he have the victory sip?
Oh, that's a good question. They were absolutely flying. But you always do wait for the Doggies. They're such strong opponents. So we were just sort of waiting for them to, kick a few goals and come back. But he did give us that nod about that 7-10 minute mark and saying, I think we're home.
Beck, we just wanted to let everyone know exactly what was going on in your house. There's been so much love and interest for your dad, and I know, speaking to the boys over the last couple of days, Maxi Gawn said his quote was just ringing around the room before the game. So he's had a big part in this. So thanks for jumping on this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Beck.
Beck Danaher there.